All right, hi, welcome back, Attorney Steve Vondran. In this podcast, I'm talking about the ITCA and software piracy. Software piracy is basically using unlicensed software or overusing your entitlements. So if you have Autodesk, for example, they like to go after people that are over-assigning licenses. And that can create a compliance problem, and a lot of people are surprised to get these letters. And they find out that in their EULA, end user license agreement, that they can be forced to perform an audit and to true up and potentially even pay penalties. So I see a new company on the board here that I haven't seen. And so I thought I would do that, discuss them, the ITCA. We have just seen a letter. They call themselves a global software compliance company. And their mission is to resolve, this is right off their website, itca.com. Their mission is to resolve compliance and licensing issues economically and efficiently. Software vendors all over the world, okay, that's a lot of companies, turn to ITCA with over a decade of experience, which is why I'm surprised I haven't seen them being entrenched in this business. Their experience managing software licenses and reducing piracy. It says, we keep businesses compliant, safe, and successful. So they have a link on their website talking about reporting piracy. And it says, why report software piracy? Software piracy is a crime that damages people, businesses, and industries. Well, it might be a crime, but we really don't see it brought as a criminal offense, although it could be, especially if you're manufacturing software and trying to distribute it. That could really get you into trouble. But many times we're just talking about a civil issue. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know about this company. If you get a letter, I've looked at their contact. It looks like their headquarters is in the Netherlands, ITCA Global Headquarters, the Netherlands. However, they also have satellite offices, looks like, in North America, in New York. So if you're in the United States and you get a letter from ITCA New York, that will be something you will want to go to attorneysteve.com and reach out to us to evaluate your case. They also have an office in Middle East, Cairo, Egypt. Asia office out in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and there is a China office, there is a Mexico office, there is a Turkey office. There's also an office out in Italy, beautiful Italy, and one in Southern Europe in France. So they have quite a few little outlets. So again, guys, beware, always make sure. And another big problem I want to tell you about is just make sure when you're buying software online, you're not buying at a price that is quote unquote too good to be true. In other words, you're buying a $5,000 CAD software, you're buying it for $50. Those can trigger. What happens is those have phone home technologies built in. When you install that, it starts phoning home to the software publisher. They start logging a database of all your uses. And then at some point they reach out and they're seeking infringement penalties, which are never pleasant. I never have clients that are pleasant. They're usually shocked. And sometimes they'll tell me, I just bought this online. It looked legitimate and I like to find deals online. Why would I pay full retail if I can get a deal? But be very careful. This software is often loaded with phone home technology. There could be malware and other problems. And many times the software is buggy and doesn't work anyway. So be very careful about that. That's Attorney Steve tip of the day. But if you need help with a software audit, software compliance issue, if you're involved in a software litigation, we've handled lots of cases. And in our, since 2004, since the founding of Vondran Legal, my law firm, we have settled nearly 1,000 copyright infringement disputes. Okay, so we are a leader in the defense area. Give us a call if you need some help. Best way is to find us on the web at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com, the first name in legal services. I got to run. Tip of the day, itca.com. Be on the lookout. Stay compliant. Save your receipts. Save your software receipts so you're ready to show valid compliance if you ever get reached out. Okay? Have a great day. Got to run. Bye now.